Kurt Vonnegut's appeal to young people continues. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Farrell, professor of English at the College of Charleston, determines why a member of the greatest generation still holds sway today.
Over his life, Kurt Vonnegut gave dozens of quirky commencement addresses. In those speeches, he made some preposterous claims. He made people laugh and made them think. They were speeches the graduates remembered. College students especially loved Vonnegut. But why was a writer born in 1922 adored by a counterculture told not to trust anyone over 30? Why did he continue to appeal to younger generations? In many ways, Vonnegut had more in common with the parents of the students he addressed than with the students themselves. Father to six children, he had studied biochemistry at Cornell and had worked in corporate public relations. He had the credibility of a World War II veteran, a member of the greatest generation. Captured by the Germans during the Battle of the Bulge, he was sent to Dresden as a prisoner of war. He survived the Allied firebombing of the city and was forced to help excavate hundreds of human beings who had been burned alive, suffocated, and crushed to death. If Vonnegut was like the students' fathers, a family man and veteran, he also embodied the dad that students in 1969 dreamed their own fathers could be: funny, artistic, anti-establishment, and anti-war. As the U.S. was fighting what many believed was an unjust war in Vietnam, he used his own experience in World War II to destroy any notion of a good war. Americans should spend money on housing and schools and Ferris wheels rather than on war machinery, he told students. Vonnegut playfully urged young people to defy their professors and fancy educations by clinging to superstition and untruth, especially what he called the most ridiculous lie of all, that humanity is at the center of the universe, playing out the dreams of God Almighty.
That was Susan Farrell of the College of Charleston. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.